Hey, welcome to IKEA, where even this desk is circular.
Huh. How so? Looks pretty rectangular to me.
It's because we're always looking to repair, reuse, and relove our products, like buying back your IKEA items for store credit. Or shop our as-is section for great deals. You can even order free spare parts. Get on the circular path for a more sustainable future.
Still a rectangle.
Get started at ikea-usa.com/circular. Visit ikea-usa.com/circular for as-is information and buyback and resale terms and conditions. Spare parts not available for all products.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
All right, this man had a really impressive run with the Yankees. He was the guy who took over at shortstop for Derek Jeter and did such a great job that not many people moaned about Derek Jeter retiring. I thought that was a Herculean task, and I thought D.D. Gregorius handled it beautifully. Then had a really good season last year with the Philadelphia Phillies, and is a free agent in this market. And he's nice enough to join us now. D.D., it's Michael, Don, and Peter. Happy holidays. Hope you're safe and well.
Oh, thanks, guys. Thank you for having me.
You got it. Now, before we even ask any baseball stuff, let's get to the important stuff. You're partnering with Johns Hopkins University to get the word out about a topic that you're passionate about. So why don't you tell us what that is?
Yeah, so what we're doing is right now is with, like, people that have been positive or exposed with COVID. And we did a trial to help make a difference. So, and they came out with this org, the COVIDplasmatrial.org. And you can get on there to see if you're, like, fit, kind of, like, appropriate for you so you can do all that stuff that you want to do after, what, a week if you've been exposed. So mainly it's more to help each other out, like yourself in the community and people around you that you don't even know, to be safe. So, like, to keep the distance and all that stuff. So with that COVID plasma trial, what they're doing right now is try to help everybody.
Now, you have kidney issues, D.D., and last year you played the entire season with a mask on. Were you concerned about playing? Was there fear on your part?
I'm not going to lie. I was a little bit because I don't know how everything was going to handle it. And then once I got the proper information of the Phillies, like how they were going to handle it and how they were doing it, and it made me feel comfortable, and I told them I'm just going to wear a mask the whole time, and that's it. So and the players took really good care of themselves too, so that's what was most important.
How upsetting was it to play the Yankees but not get to do it in front of the fans?
How upsetting? I mean, it wasn't upsetting because you actually, like, you want the fans to be there, but it was during the pandemic, and we understand that we had to play with the cards that was dealt to us. So, I mean, you can still feel their support through the social media. So, and they let you know they're always there, like they're watching the game. So, but hopefully next year they get to come back, since they were a couple fans in the playoffs. So I think that was a good first step.
Now, D.D., you got the opportunity to play for your former manager with the Yankees, Joe Girardi. And I'm just curious, because we never got a chance to talk with him in person. Was he any different managing the Phillies than he was with the Yankees? Was he less intense? Was he just a different personality or the same guy?
Oh, no, he was the same guy. Joe has always been the same guy. I don't think he's going to change in if he's wearing a different uniform. He's always that same manager, always cared for his players and tried to fight for his players. I don't think that's going to change from him.
You know, Michael brought it up about everything you had to go through being the replacement for Derek Jeter. How much of that weighed on your mind when you originally came to New York?
It didn't weigh on my mind at all, because for me it was more like, all right, you got an opportunity to play shortstop and just be yourself and go out there and play the game. But everybody knows when I started terribly. So, and one thing I always remember saying is, like, it's not how you start, it's how you end. And, you know, talking to a lot of guys and coaches, ex-coaches that I had too, you know, that helped me, and Girardi pushed me to where I'm at right now, you know, to be the better self. And one thing that I will never forget too is Steve Sachs, one of my old coaches, told me, always be yourself. Be the better version of yourself every time you go out there. So I think that's what I took to heart, and I just went over there and played.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Now, you're a free agent this year. We had Brian Cashman on earlier. The Yankees are trying to re-sign LeMahieu. If they don't, then they're going to move probably Gleyber Torres back to second base and look for a shortstop. Would you like to be reunited with the Yankees? You think that's a possibility if that happens?
I don't know what's going to happen, but all I can say is I had a really great time playing there. But that's, at the end, it's in their hands, you know, so... Because who knows what's going to happen in the future with LeMahieu or with the Yankees and all that stuff. So, I mean, they're making it their decision of what they're trying to do. So, I don't know what's going to happen, to be honest.
Would you like to go back to the Phillies?
I had a great time. I mean, I had a great time playing there, too. Like, whoever comes and talks to me and then give me a chance to play and all that stuff, I'll be happy to go, you know. I want to be in a winning team, even though we came short last year with the Phillies, but... Still, the team has a big heart, and guys always fighting till the end. So
I'll tell you, you had a great year with them. I mean, you played in all 60 games, 284, 10 homers, and 40 ribbies. So you couldn't ask for more to establish value. Are you concerned that this is a tough market because of the pandemic and that the team's lost money that you're a free agent this year? Does that concern you?
I mean, we can see what's going to happen. I mean, it doesn't really concern me. I mean, the only thing that worrying about is like what's going to happen like later. I mean, it's not just people think it's, well, they lost so much money, blah, 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 but it's more as in if the players did what they're supposed to do, because first they said they didn't want to play 75, anyone got 60, and then with the pace and all that stuff, but at the end of the day, we still went on the field and played. We play our heart out, and if you think the player deserves this, then you give him that. If you don't think the player don't deserve that, then you don't give him. So at the end of the day, it's up to the owners and then to the agents and the players to talk about what they're going to do at the end of the day.
Well,
you have a favorite?
I'm sorry, Peter.
No, it's done.
TJ, do you have a favorite Yankee moment?
If I have a favorite Yankee moment?
Yeah.
I actually do. I have a bunch. That wild card home run, I think all of them happened in the same year. The wild card home run and the home runs of Acuña. I think those were like the best moments that I had playing there. And of course, enjoying the fans.
Didi, I tell you what, that wild card home run, that's about as loud as I've heard that stadium. Was amazing.
Floating around the bases. That's the first time that I heard it that loud too.
How aware are you? Like, you know, we hear pretty regularly from fans who would love to have you back. How aware are you of that feeling that exists here, and what does it feel like to know that on a team as storied as the Yankees, you're really seen as a beloved player here?
No, I mean, that's one thing that I appreciate. You know, like, they're with you through the bad and the good. Like, if you do something wrong, they will let you know. If you do something good, they will let you know. Because they always try to push the players to do good because they want their players to do good. That's the reason why you're wearing the uniform. So, I mean, I still get, like, people commenting, like, on the stuff that I post and all that stuff. So, on Instagram or on Twitter, or sometimes I get DMs. But, you know, it's just things that happen. You know, if you go out there and give it your best, I think fans can actually see that you're actually giving your best and not just being nonchalant and not playing hard.
Let me just remind everybody what, you know, what DD is here to talk about. I think it's important. He's partnering with Johns Hopkins. They're looking for volunteers for a national clinical trial evaluating the use of antibody-rich convalescent plasma therapy as a treatment for people that recently tested positive for COVID-19. So if you're interested, go to www.covidplasmatrial.org, and you'll learn more about how to participate in this clinical trial, which is really, really important. DD, Happy holidays. Stay safe. Good luck with the free agency, and hope to see you soon.
All right. Thank you guys for having me on.
Happy holidays.
You got it.
Take care, Didi.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.